And, yeah, there you go. I'll be back after these messages with Mr. Johnny Wizard. Return.
Kids.
Transformation.
My
transformation.
All right, indeed it is a transformation that's happening on this show as we speak, because we've got a special guest on the old phone line. Hasn't been around for a while, actually. We haven't talked to Johnny in, I'd say, a few months at least. He would probably know better. Anyways, Johnny Wizard, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, Joe, how's it going?
Good, how are you, Matt?
You know, crazy as always, but, you know, I was thinking the same thing. I was trying to think of what to talk to you about, because there have been so many huge issues just over the last couple of days, and I'm thinking back a little ways, and I'm going, well, geez, there was that, and there was that, but, you know, there's a war going on out there, you know, it's truth against,
fiction.
I don't know, man, evil, or just people who like to lie and kill our families off to profit in the rewards of us going undefended further.
Right.
You know, oh boy. You know, where do you begin? As many of your listeners might not be aware, the FBI's formal conclusion after following the crime scene leads at the 9/11 murder scene, they discovered that the hijackers were financed by a General Mahmoud Ahmad.
Okay.
And the general was at the White House 2 days prior to 9/11 on the same date and time that they were working on their invasion of Afghanistan strategy. And we know that because somebody anonymously provided Jim Mikliszewski over at MSNBC News, the top Pentagon reporter,
right,
top secret invasion of Afghanistan strategy.
Okay.
Again, outlaid 2 days prior to 9/11, premised on blaming Bin Laden, a terrorist, but provide no evidence to back up the allegation. Knowing that the Taliban are Muslim fundamentalists, to defend Allah, they'll require evidence to form the guilt of somebody. They won't hand them over unless you have evidence. And this predates, this goes back in history somewhat, because during Clinton's tenure, the Taliban offered to hand Bin Laden over at that time also, but similarly, Clinton couldn't find a single thread of evidence. They keep throwing allegations. But the nature of justice is sort of ourselves, and you have to have actually evidence to form our minds conclusively as understood. But we see the suffering of humanity because, you know, the vast majority of people, our lives are too busy, and we don't have time to form our own conclusions, and we trust the TV is treating us honorably. You know, they're not going to purposely mislead our soldiers to go out and die in a needless conflict to push heroin in our streets. As the DEA has come out pretty much formally to explain, you know, they go over to Afghanistan and they're ordered what fields not to touch.
Right.
And the fields they're ordered not to touch are the ones that are defended by what I call the Bushite grunt. These soldiers have any excuse imaginable to tell us about how they can't do anything about it. And, but boy, if you touch their crop, they're going to shoot you dead. And the RCMP, you know, this is already quite a while ago, but they've made one huge bust in Vancouver, and we know that the heroin is just constantly flowing.
Right, especially in Vancouver.
Our Canadian soldiers are out there not defending the Canadian citizens because, you know, for whatever excuse they have, it's likely they want to be on the good side of these guys. Otherwise, they'll get shot and murdered, or they'll get shot themselves.
Yeah.
So they're willing to placate those fears that become our own because we can't stop it. You know, it's
right.
You know, there's so many ways of getting heroin into the country. So that's kind of where we were about 5 years ago. And Bush is constantly in a criminal state. He's always doing something criminal.
Right, it's a criminal administration.
Yeah, because he can't give us a moment of breath to allow anybody like me to speak freely, publicly, although I do every day.
Right.
Because soon the majority of the populace is going to understand what justice is and what it means to defend ourselves and what's in the Constitution. And it's long-winded, and people aren't used to that on our radios, in the talk radio formats, and the TV, of course, never.
No.
You never get an explanation about how complicated such a terrorist attack had to have been. Particularly because we have on videotape liquefied iron flowing like the water, flowing like water from the towers on videotape just prior to their imminent collapse.
Right.
And we know that the explosive thermate has that reaction. So, right. And they did chemical analysis of the dust.
And they found them in all three buildings, too. Not just WTC 1 and 2, but the Building 7 as well.
Yeah, like Ventura says.
He says that. Good to hear old Jesse coming through.
Yeah,
hey, finally.
He says, just explain to me how three planes are knocked, or how three buildings are knocked down by two planes.
Kidding.
But we have it on videotape. It's just an inability to communicate clearly. What's happened recently was Mark Dice.
Yeah, well, you were going to say something. What's that all about?
It's all intertwined, and I want to keep it short. But he's what's referred to as a 9/11 truther.
Okay.
And he's very much similar to Alex Jones's positions, and it's unfortunate because Alex Jones isn't very. You know, I think he's got a lot of other issues that hold us back.
Sure, but he does expose some good stuff sometimes.
Oh, he's amazing. Yeah. I'd say he's the greatest patriot warrior of American history ever.
Right.
I mean,
he's
brave and courageous, but there's problems that he has. Like, you know, he goes, the government is always bad, and that's typically a statement that comes from libertarians, and it's really it's an irrationalism. It's to say that you don't have the skills to fix this system, and now you claim that nobody on earth has the mind to muster a better system where our money is better spent taking care of ourselves. Instead, they go, "You're a socialist." No, I'm adding the math. We want the best service possible for the dollars allotted. So if you compare their health care system to Canadians, they're paying twice as much per capita.
Yeah.
And getting half the coverage.
Yeah.
And I know why. You got a whole bunch of middlemen, just like Halliburton is in their military. Prior to Halliburton existing, the government would issue the money to the army, and they would spend the money as they seemed fit.
Right.
Halliburton just is a middleman that stands there for no reason and goes, yeah, we're going to just take the money, and we'll do the spending for the army, but we'll pocket 80% of the cash for ourselves.
Of course,
it's
they're
totally
like a
irrational.
Bank.
It makes
like a
no
bank.
Sense.
Same system.
But it's almost hypnosis where people go, well, no, that's how the system works. The soldiers say that, and they don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people will go, well, privatize it because the private market will always do better. Well, if you know that the private market can do better, adopt that. How are they running it? Adopt that as a public servant, and we'll save a ton of cash because you don't need it. Similarly with bank. Oh, well, you know, I get off topic. We want
to. Right.
Although,
it's all right. That was a good rant.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the great thing about Alex Jones is that he talks about the Federal Reserve, and he talks about the issue of, the
currency. I don't agree with him all the time, but you don't have to. I do.
Right, and here's another problem, though, is that the fundamental issue with banking is that they're not covering the loan. That's it, period.
Right.
They didn't lend you the money, period.
Yeah.
They're not covering the loan. It's the simplest. It's so simple that people can't grasp it. They go, no, it's far more complicated than that, John. No, it's a private company that doesn't have to cover the loan they're giving to you. So they don't borrow you the money. It's borrowed on behalf of our nation or the currency.
Right.
So it essentially comes out of everybody's pocketbook.
Sure.
But you've
got
to pay them for 30 years on a mortgage, and if you miss a payment, they're going to foreclose on that house, and they're going to cash in on
that.
Well,
we're seeing that happening in the States right now.
They don't lose. There's no way for
that's
a bank
the thing.
To lose.
No,
and
I know. Yeah, and it's bullshit. That's what's happening there right now.
Yeah, they're the wealthiest people on earth, the ones that are connected to investment bankers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are several friends of Greenspan who have more than $1 trillion apiece in their personal holdings, and they've sold nothing.
Yeah,
they've done nothing for nobody.
They're criminals.
People don't understand. Banking is almost a religion to our culture. So,
yeah, it's horrifying.
Just like I said, Alex Jones is an awesome guy. He's getting people informed, but it's getting too complicated because that's how the bankers want you to interact with them. They want you to think about how complicated it is, and you've got to educate these people to college degree before you can even get, a tenth of the populace on your side. And my position is they're not covering the loan. Just explain that. That's all you need to know. You know, you've got to... When they lend the government money, it's being produced through the Treasury Department. So you've lent the banker money. The banker hasn't lent you money. So, that's one of the most profound arguments I have. Because
that's
it's
a good
provable.
One. Yeah.
I know exactly how the system works there. And it is, the money is, the loan is coming from the Treasury Department to the Federal Reserve.
John, you know what? I think it's time to write a book.
Yeah, wow. I get too much.
Books actually sell. It's weird. I mean, it's the only thing that sells anymore.
Yeah.
Look at these bookstores, these chains and McNally and all that. It's like people actually buy books.
Well, people, I don't know. It's crazy. Like with Mark Dice, what happened with him is he's a 9/11 truther. And as I say, it's fortunate that we have Alex Jones. And then it has some unfortunate consequences also. Because in the case of Mark Dice, he had a talk radio host named Michael Reagan threaten his life. He says, because... Mark Dice was sending out DVDs to soldiers in Afghanistan, telling them that the Bush, in so many words, the Bush administration did 9/11. They closed investigations immediately after the terrorist event went down, according to Tom Daschle, who was the head of the Democratic Party at that time,
right,
on Tim Russert's Meet the Press, internationally broadcasted.
Yeah.
And that's the nature of our suffering. It's that, yeah, that's just your theory. It was on the most respected news broadcast in the world. And yet, that's the problem, is that CBC didn't think it was newsworthy, didn't think it was worth talking about. The Winnipeg Free Press didn't think it was worth talking about. You know, the Winnipeg Free Press, they know about all these crimes going down, and yet they'll encourage our soldiers to go and die pushing dope for a Muslim fundamentalist regime, and that they are. They're crazy. They threaten to murder Christians, and the Canadian soldiers aren't ordered to defend that man. Instead, they would have watched him just be publicly executed, but somehow they say he escaped through some back channels, but I doubt it. He was likely executed. But the Canadian soldiers speak nothing, just as the American soldiers don't speak nothing either in Iraq, when they say they're not a police force, but they'll shoot the guards at the museum so the people can loot the place, and as a consequence, they can rob the central bank with Tommy Franks. As it was reported repeatedly, there was over 100 and something like 150 witnesses, because they had bullhorns outside the museum telling people to go loot the museum. And what ended up happening is everybody looted the museum, took the property back to their homes, and then when they quieted down, they brought all the loot back. And the newspapers didn't tell us about that version. Eh? They made it up into something else, how they felt guilty and they wanted to bring it back. No, they were the people were concerned that because the military was bullhorning the populace to go and loot the place, that things would get stolen, and they decided as a collective group to secure as much as they could and then bring it back later, which is exactly what they did. But our newspapers don't report it that way. But just as I say, as the Canadian soldiers won't defend Christians in Afghanistan, and they won't defend Canadians from a heroin, so too as Americans in Iraq, they say they're not police officers, but they'll escort, and I've seen this on video, escort police officers around Baghdad to beat up practically kids. They look like 17, 16, 17 year olds. We see the cops is beating on these kids, and the soldiers are driving in tanks, escorting these cops around the city, and the cops, or the reporter asked the soldier, aren't you going to do anything about this? No, we're not getting involved, but they'll escort that cop all over. Wicked evil stuff going down. But anyway, Mark Dice, he's sending this information out to soldiers, trying to get them educated beyond a grade 6 level.
And what happened to him?
The radio host ordered anybody to murder him. He said he'd pay for the bullets, kill him. You cannot allow the
who's,
American
who's this
soldiers
radio
to
host
become
guy?
Educated.
Who is he?
You cannot.
Is he Canadian or American?
He's an American.
Oh.
He said you cannot allow them to form their own minds. You don't educate them. So kill anybody, he says, kill. He wants to kill anybody who tries to educate
really?
Them on anything
who is this guy?
To do with 9/11.
Who is he?
Reagan. Well, somebody had said that he was Reagan's son, but I don't know for sure.
No, I don't think it. No, because Reagan's son's actually kind of cool, it seems.
Yeah, no.
I've seen him on interviews.
I know. I was thinking maybe it was a second son, another son he
maybe,
had.
Maybe, yeah. He had a few. You're right.
Yeah, so... Yeah, but I don't know for certain. All I know is he's totally insane. So, but unfortunately, Mark Dice doesn't have, like, he has lots of skills. Like, he's centered in around the Bohemian Grove and the satanic ceremonies, and he speaks on that eloquently and remarkably. He's, I can't remember the name of his website, but I encourage everybody to go and check it out. And he has some MP3s on his site where you can hear him talking on the issue to different radio hosts in America, saying, you know, the Bush himself goes out and sacrifices children in effigy. We're doing satanic ceremonies, and it's over, and they do this all the time. And how can he tell you he's a Christian? Instead, think of him as a liar, because look at his history. It's a constant con to sacrifice our freedoms and liberties. So he does that really well, but when it comes to 9/11, he's not so great. So Michael Reagan invited him on his show, and he's pressing he wanted to press charges, right? He called the FBI. He wants charges laid. This is threatening to murder somebody.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be a federal offense. And so he was on Michael Reagan, and Michael Reagan says, okay, tell us who did it. And he didn't, you know, he couldn't speak on General Ahmad. He couldn't speak on the liquefied iron flowing from tower like water. And the work he's done has been hugely beneficial, because he's centered on this issue of the satanic ceremonies committed to film as one of Alex Jones's former partners witnessed himself filming.
Right. And what's his name?
It's important, but he's not that skilled at talking on that issue. So he wasn't able to expose Michael Reagan for the demon enemy that he really is. Like, the guy's a monster. To say soldiers, you have to murder people who try to educate your own kid.
Right.
Don't let your kid get educated.
Right, exactly.
It's a total madness. It's hell on earth. So he didn't get arrested. And what ended up happening is he contacted Google and told Google that it's a copyright infringement for him to take 30 seconds of his death threat, which Mark Dice had given out as a recording. So as a consequence, Google took 450 gigabytes of videos of Alex Jones and so on, all about the Bohemian Grove, and 450 gigs, I think it's 450 gigs. So, you know, who knows how many videos there are. But Google has turned, like, extreme right wing. You know, they're cooperating with China. They're, you know, they're censoring URUKNET now, which is the largest single-source news provider of Earth. Like, they cover all the major news items on Earth. They have, like, 12 mirror servers. And, you know, people from all over the world contribute to that awesome site. It's just incredible. So Google took them off the news service, and then they took them off even indexing. You can't even access it through the basic web services. And they've done this, they've done similarly, they've taken similar action against myself. And primarily because I had all these records showing, I could show people hundreds of thousands of recorded references of people who have read my material and have no complaints.
Right.
They say nothing. Hundreds of thousands.
Now, Johnny, what's this guy's name again? Because I've got something
Mark
in front
Dice.
Of me. I got a computer in front of me. What's it?
Mark Dice, D-I-C-E. So, yeah, so they didn't press the charges, and the guy's insane. He's not losing his job, and all he is an enemy to God. If you believe in God or whatever, he's an enemy to all human beings because he's so totally committed to helping escape those who committed mass murder in New York City on 9/11. And if we let these guys escape this way, they're going to do us wrong again and again and again, as Alex Jones. And that's, Alex Jones' specialty, where you look back through history and you can see the same occurrence over and over and over again, where we get the evidence. We find out who did it.
Hey, like, you know what? Guess what? I've got this, the thing you're talking about, Michael Reagan solicits murder on Mark Dice and 9/11 Truth. I've got it here.
Excellent.
Let's give it a listen.
So one other thing I guess I'll just cover, and then we'll see where it goes. But I was thinking of one issue that I thought I might bring up with you. And we were talking just a little earlier about how a person can just be, you know, we're busy with our lives, and we have to trust that the newspapers are being half honest with us, and the TV is also, and there's some competitive market out there. So if there was something really crazy going on, somebody would cover it for our interest.
You'd think.
And it turns out, of course, that's not the case.
They don't.
You know,
no.
Saddam wasn't in violation of 1441, which was the UN resolution that Bush says gave him the right to go in there. No, Kofi Annan said it's a war crime. Saddam was.
John, you keep going on. Just keep talking. I'm just gonna walk into the next room.
Kofi Annan called it a war crime because Saddam was doing absolutely everything was asked of him. Now, you, as a listener of this great radio show program with Joe, you watch the news, you go, no, that's not what happened, John. No, that is what happened, because we know he was completely cooperative. The UN inspectors were all through the place. Instead, Bush said to us as the world, without challenge or debate on the magic TV sets, Saddam wouldn't let the inspectors in, and that's why he's had to indiscriminately slaughter the people in Iraq with 38,000 strikes to start the thing off with what they called the shock and awe campaign. But good example of how we are influenced by the TV and not provided an opportunity to really understand what we're hearing even, is Bush gave a statement at the Knesset, which is Israel's parliament, let's say, or legislature, and he was complaining against, he looked at it as a political opportunity to criticize Obama, because Obama had suggested, well, he's prepared to negotiate with anybody because he knows his ideas are better than those that he would find disagreements. But he's so naive. Obama's like a child, and yet he still will argue that Israel is, you can't criticize Israel, and you can't sit at a table with the Hamas stops committing crimes, and yet every day Israel steals an innocent Christian's home. and at gunpoint and goes and orders them to live in a concentration camp deprived of food and water while dropping 7 million landmines on Lebanon over 170 towns and villages. Now they won't tell our
right.
species where they drop them, and every day, little indiscriminately, children are slaughtered, including Jewish kids, of which there's a large Jewish community there was in Lebanon, particularly in some of the northern towns, the towns that were hit the hardest by the Israeli forces, the institution of that conflict. But as Bush was speaking at the Knesset, this is what he said, and you might have remembered this on the news. He said, quote, "We have heard this foolish delusion before," Bush said in remarks to the Israeli Knesset. Quote, "As tanks crossed into Poland in 1939, an American senator declared, 'Lord, if I only could have talked to Hitler, all this might have been avoided.'" Bush then went on to say, "We have an obligation to call this what it is, the false comfort of appeasement, which has been repeatedly discredited by history." Now, here's how we're manipulated by suggestion and what hypnosis is all about. If you actually listen to those words, he's saying the guy didn't get to talk to Hitler, and as a consequence, we had the Holocaust.
Right.
So the guy says, "If I could have talked to Hitler, there wouldn't have been a Holocaust, because he would probably have told him." It's financed by Bush's grandfather.
Prescott Bush, of course. Yeah.
Primary bankers.
That's a known fact.
On, they got all their money through the what was called the Great Depression, where all the bankers colluded together to not give out any new loans, collect the outstanding payments plus interest, and foreclose on everybody's properties, similarly as what's happening now, where people don't have an understanding, and yet they cash in by our inabilities to communicate clearly and have the effective leadership defending ourselves as citizens committed to true freedom and liberty. But to understand, Bush said these things, and yet all the TV and all the news just played it exactly as Bush intended, with his inflections that this was the argument, of course. And he's always like that. He's so certain when he speaks his statements, and yet it's exactly the opposite of what he claimed, because he's saying that the guy didn't talk, and he's using this as an argument why Obama can't be listened to.
Right.
And yet Obama's saying, "You speak to whoever on whatever," but he doesn't really believe that. It sounds nice when he does say it, but he doesn't really believe it, because when it comes to real political issues on the ground, he'll side for the fascistic, "I don't want to know what the facts are, let's whore our souls to a group that calls themselves Jews," when in fact,
right.
the Jewish community, the most ancient Jewish community on earth today, live in Ethiopia, and they're
right.
black-skinned people. They claim to have the Ark of the Covenant there. But there is biblical references all throughout the Old Testament indicating that these are the Jews of Israel.
Right.
Now, in Israel's position of political influence in our world, they supported the South African apartheid to the death. No black guys can have rights to live free in this universe. No
right.
black guys. And yet it's the black guys that are primarily the Jews of history and the Jews of the Bible. So they fought to have apartheid continue, as similarly it is for these Palestinians. Now, you can say everybody's against terrorism, everybody's against criminal acts taking place against the innocent, but that's what they're doing. If you're stealing an innocent person's home, you're committing a criminal offense. There is no excuse to
right.
tell us, "Well, they're Palestinians." No, yeah, right, that's right. We, the children of Israel, Christians, Jews, atheists, Rastafarians, you know, absolutely everybody under the sun is included in that definition. And yet they say, "No, we're here to be victimized, and if we criticize them, we're being anti-Jewish." No, it's being pro-Jewish.
Right, exactly.
The founder of the Jewish religion is Hillel, and he predates Christ, by the way, and he says all his commentary, "The only thing you have to know in this universe is to do to others what you would wish to be done to
right,
yourself."
Yeah.
You want your house stolen? You want to live in a concentration camp?
Yeah.
You want to be indiscriminately slaughtered from
yeah,
the sky where they
simple.
Drop bombs on us?
So simple. It's
killing everybody?
Yeah.
And they're not. So I think this is the problem we have with Google and with a lot of other people. It's really, you know, I'm really confident. I've been at this for years,
yeah.
okay?
We've had you on since, what, 98, 99? Somewhere
yeah,
around.
I never lose a debate because I know what I'm talking about. And even when I'm mistaken, I'm readily, I admit it. Cause
yeah,
I'm,
of course you do. You always have, exactly.
It's an improvement to go, "Yeah, but John, you forgot this part of..."
Yes.
Oh, and I go, "Oh, wow."
Hey, Johnny, you know what? Let's play this Reagan thing.
Okay.
I've got it set up.
Oh, for sure.
So I'll play it, and thanks for calling, man.
Okay, buddy. I'll go.
Keep calling. You know, you phone us anytime, man. We're always willing to have you on.
Yeah.
You know that.
We'll talk to you again.
Let's play this and see what it's all about. I got it on the YouTube.
Yeah, it's frightening.
Okay, let's try it. Here it comes. And this computer's good here, too. It'll hopefully do it pretty quick. none of this pausing and stopping nonsense. Here it is. Okay, Johnny, take care, man.
Okay, Joe.
There's a group that's sending letters to our troops in Iraq and DVDs claiming 9/11 was an inside job.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And that they should rethink why they're fighting. They ought to take these, excuse me, folks, I'm going to say this. We ought to find the people who are doing this, take them out, and shoot them. Really. Just find the people who are sending those letters to our troops to demoralize our troops and do what they're doing. You take them out, they are traitors to this country, and shoot them. You have a problem with that? Deal with it. But anybody who would do that doesn't deserve to live. You shoot them. You call them traitors, that's what they are, and you shoot them dead. I'll pay for the bullet. Mark Dice, the founder of The Resistance, which he calls a media watchdog group, says that the U.S. government was responsible for the September 11th terrorist attacks and that the armed forces should know it. People want the facts. The Marines are hungry for the truth. What got them there in Iraq? Why are they risking their lives? And we're going to help them understand that. So he's going to send letters and declassified government documents that he says can prove the government's responsibility for the terrorist attacks that killed nearly 3,000 people. And he's urging others to do the same. Now, Captain Pete Hegseth, Executive Director of Vets for Freedom, says, you know something, these are going to end up in the trash, or they're going to end up in the toilet, or they're going to end up on the firing range. How about you take Mark Dice out and put him in the middle of the firing range? Tie him to a bow. Don't blindfold him. Let it rip and have some fun with Mark Dice. These people are just, folks, I'm telling you, outrageous.
Now we know where the Ron Paul supporters went.
Oh, my God. That was a mean thing to say, Brett. That was a mean thing. You know how mean that was to say?
I'm sorry if I offended Mark Dice.
You offended him terribly. But that's okay to offend him. You know, that's really okay to find that they would do these kinds of things.
Yeah, these guys need to be introduced to the,
Yeah.
Well, we're not going to put up with this. He needs to be arrested immediately. And it's time for these terrorists to be brought to justice. This is what the Nazis did the first few years, beating people up, calling for violence, saying we should be killed. Vicious, unprecedented, 1939-style intimidation. The exact same kind of stuff they did in Germany to shut up the opposition. This is pure evil, and we're only going to the next level.